that we study today?
Four.
1, 2, 3, 4. So these 4 ayat is your assignment. Inshallah, keep working on these ayat throughout the week. It should not be the case that we just study here and we will come back on next Sunday. And little bit explanation of these ayat from Suratul Jinn. Today is ayat number 11. So, as you know from the previous ayat, that the group of the jinn who listened to the Quran very first time from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were searching for some new thing happened in the world. So then they realized that this is the revelation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a big change in the entire universe, and this is the reason that now we are not able and we are not allowed to go to the heavens and to listen to the conversation from the angels. So when they went back to their own people, they started saying, reporting all that, and also they realized other things from the guidance of the Quran. Okay, now whatever they realize, so they are describing each and everything. So today they are saying, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, that we are all not same. Before Islam, before the Quran, jinn also thought that everyone is same in the matter of the deeds. Some people, those who are doing good deeds, bad deeds, everyone is equal in terms of his actions. But after this guidance, they realize, no, there are some good people among us and there are others also. So Quran has given them the ability to recognize between right and wrong. So that's how they started recognizing the good people. So وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ, and that there are among us, minna means among us, salihun, this is the plural of salih, like sulaha, salih, righteous people. Wa minna duna dhalik, and also among us are those who are not that pious and they are not righteous. So it's not only the human beings, many do not come to the masajid, there are jinns also that they do not go to the masjid, right? وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, below that level of righteousness. كُنَّا تَرَائِقَ قِدَدَا, and indeed we are also following different paths. تَرَائِق, تَرَائِق is the jama of tariq. Tariq, as you know in Arabic, path, street. Yes. قِدَدَا means several. So they also have divergent, you know, groups, diverse groups, and they have sects probably also. وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا, and we also know for sure now. Here ظَنَنَّا means we know for sure. أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that we cannot make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala failure. We cannot cause any failure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot elude Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, we cannot play tricks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try to escape from some place and Allah does not know, this is not the case. We are all under the command, the control and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Either we are on the earth or we go to the heavens. So أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that we cannot beat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are on the earth. وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبَا, and we also cannot escape from him in the heavens. So in the heavens is hidden over here, the words. But out of the context, it is coming, because the first part is mentioning about the earth. So certainly the other part is telling about the horizon. وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبَ, هَرَبَ means fleeing and running away. We cannot go, we cannot run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any place. وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَىٰ آمَنَّا بِهِ. And now, probably the one who was making this speech, and he is giving this report, so he was the first one who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the Quran and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole, all the group of those people with him, so he declared his iman. He said, وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَىٰ. Whenever, as soon as we heard the guidance from Allah, آمَنَّا بِهِ. We believed in that. We have accepted iman. آمَنَّا بِهِ. فَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِرَبِّهِ. What is the benefit of iman? Anyone who believes in his Rabb, فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَحَقًا. He will not fear any kind of loss, any kind of deprivation. That is the meaning of bakhs. Bakhs in financial terms has been used exclusively for loss in the business. Okay? So this is the deal of iman, that this is the business that we are doing now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this deal we will not lose anything. There is no fear of loss. يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا. Rahaqa means any kind of burden, any kind of burden. So nothing, we will not get anything less, and also we will not get anything that becomes burden on us. So iman, subhanallah, this is the benefit of iman, that the person, he is completely true, and he is not missing anything, he is not losing anything, and he is not bringing anything that is additional, not necessary, right? وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. Yes, and this is also the fact that now among us are those who are Muslimun, those who accepted Islam, became Muslim, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, still there are those among us who are Qasitun. Qasitun means wrongdoers. فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا. But now both of these groups, they have their own path and they have their own consequences and results. So the one who has accepted Islam, فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ, who became Muslim, فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا, they are the one who are searching for the right path. They are looking for the right path. They have received this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they are moving. They are going on the right path. Right? And the other part, inshallah, we will discuss next Sunday. وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَتَبًا. Those who are qasitun, on the other hand, they are making themselves the fuel for Jahannam. فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. حَطَب means the fuel, the literal meaning of firewood. If you remember Surah Masad or Lahab, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, what is the description of that woman? وَمْرَاتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَب. She was carrying the firewood on her head, right? So Hatab means firewood, meaning the fuel of the hellfire. صدق الله العلي العظيم إن شاء الله.